Good morning. It's Friday, April 24th, and here's your AI morning briefing. The big theme today is that the AI race is widening in two directions at once. The frontier labs are shipping more agentic models, while also tightening pricing, integrations, and control over where AI gets used. First up, OpenAI has launched GPT 5.5. According to both The Verge and TechCrunch, the company is positioning it as a smarter, more intuitive model that is especially better at coding, debugging, research, and working across tools. The important signal is not just model quality, it's product direction. OpenAI is increasingly framing ChatGPT, Codex, and related tools as pieces of a broader super app for knowledge work. The story is no longer just benchmarks. It's whether OpenAI can become the default operating layer for professional tasks. Second, Anthropic is expanding Claude's connectors into everyday consumer apps. Anthropic's own blog says Claude can now plug into services like Spotify, Uber Eats, Instacart, TurboTax, TripAdvisor, Audible, and AllTrails. And these connectors are available across all plans, with mobile in beta. That matters because assistants are moving beyond answering questions and toward orchestrating real actions across the apps people already use. Anthropic is also emphasizing privacy, saying connected app data is not used to train models. Third, DeepSeek has previewed its new V4 model. The Verge reports that DeepSeek says V4 can compete with top American models from OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic, especially on coding. DeepSeek is also highlighting compatibility with Huawei-based infrastructure. That makes this more than a model story. It's also a supply chain and geopolitical story. Competition is shifting from who has the best model to who can build a full stack that survives export controls and compute bottlenecks. Fourth, there's fresh startup movement around agent infrastructure. TechCrunch reports that Brett Taylor's Sierra has acquired YC-backed Fragment, an AI workflow startup, in Sierra's third public acquisition. That suggests the customer service and enterprise agent category is consolidating around teams that can combine orchestration, integrations, and distribution. Fifth, TechCrunch also reports that Era has raised $11 million to build a software platform for AI gadgets. Its pitch is that the next wave of AI hardware will not just be one breakout device, but many form factors – glasses, pendants, ambient devices, voice interfaces, and retrofitted everyday objects – all needing a software layer for agents and orchestration. And sixth, the mood around AI monetization is turning. The Verge's reporting on the so-called AI money squeeze argues that the free ride is ending, with more rate limits, pricing pressure, feature gating, and enterprise upsells. Pair that with the embarrassment around Anthropic's Mythos access leak, and the message is clear. The next phase of AI is not just smarter systems. It's access control, reliability, trust, and margin discipline. So what should builders do with that? Here are the top three new business ideas. Number one, an AI connector compliance and audit firm. This would help companies deploying assistants across apps prove data boundaries, consent flows, logging, and action approvals. It would serve enterprises and regulated software vendors. It's timely because Anthropic's connector expansion and the Mythos security embarrassment both show that integration risk is becoming board-level risk. Number two, a sovereign AI deployment integrator for non-US infrastructure. This business would package open models, region-specific stacks, observability, and ongoing tuning for governments and large enterprises outside the US. It serves organizations that want strong AI capability without relying entirely on American cloud vendors. DeepSeek V4 makes this timely because it signals credible competition built around local hardware ecosystems. Number three, an AI hardware operating system studio. Think managed agent orchestration, voice layers, and developer tooling for companies launching niche AI devices. It would serve consumer electronics startups and brand manufacturers. ERA's funding makes this timely because investors are betting there will be many AI gadgets, but most teams do not want to build the software substrate from scratch. And here are the top three new product or app ideas. Number one, a personal action router. This app would sit above connectors and let users set policies for which assistant can book, buy, draft, or recommend on their behalf. It serves power users and families. It's timely because Claude's new consumer connectors make app-to-app automation more useful, but also more chaotic. Number two, an AI cost dashboard for teams. It would track model usage, rate limit exposure, agent runaway costs, and ROI by workflow across OpenAI, Anthropic, and open source deployments. It serves startups and mid-market companies. It's timely because the AI money squeeze means spending discipline is about to matter much more. Number three, a coding model switchboard for developer teams. This product would route tasks like debugging, code review, tests, and documentation to the best model automatically based on price, latency, and security policy. It serves software teams using multiple AI vendors. It's timely because GPT 5.5, DeepSeek V4, and Claude's coding push all point to a multi-model future. That's the market this morning. More capable models, more connected assistants, tighter economics, and a bigger premium on trust and infrastructure. Thanks for listening.